Daf Kuf Mem Ches Halachas. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Yud says, Chora doesn't have sukkah, he's allowed to do anything. He needs to be a goy. How? We tell a goy to do him and he does it. To cook for him, bake for him, bring her food for one shus, another shus, and anything. So too he can put eye medicine from a goy on Shabbos even though there's no sukkah. If they needed things that don't have malachi, he'll have to do it even in Yisrael. Therefore, he'll have to fix the ears on Shabbos, he'll have to fix the ankles and return a break. Chalkeitzim says all these is mutter. Shulchan Aruch says, Arachayim Sim Shin Chav Ches Sif Rem Zayin. A bone that went out of place, he'll have to put it back. Arachayim Sim Shin Chav Ches Sif Lam says, someone who joint of his elbow or his foot went out of place, he should not rub it with cold water because that's refuah. He just reches back. If it got healed, it got healed. Shabbos Perek Chalkim Alochid Bey says, writing is one of those. Malach is definitely not allowed to write with a makeup thing. Yechetz with Shabbos because it's like writing. You're not allowed to lend and borrow. Zeru because you might come to write. So you're not allowed to buy, sell, rent, and rent out. Zeru might come to write. You shouldn't hire workers on Shabbos. You shouldn't tell his friend to hire workers. But to borrow and to lend out is mutter loshen sheila. Person can borrow from his friend pitchers of wine, pitchers of oil, as long as it doesn't say Hilveni. Arachayim Sim Shin Zayin Sifidal says, someone borrows something from his friend, they shouldn't say Hilveni. It's mashum for a long time. Kim Choshe might come to write. They should say Hashileni. Losh Laz, there's no Chilik, but Hilveni Hashileni has to say Tenli, give it to me. The Rambam says when he borrows on Shabbos, doesn't want to trust him, he should leave a mashkim with him. He shouldn't say Helech mashkim because it's Uvdil Chil, just like you're not allowed to borrow on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to pay back on Shabbos. Yom Tov, Perikei Alocha Allah, the Rambam says, even though the Torah, it was mutter at Zob, Yom Tov, even Shlar at Zoyach, he should not carry heavy loads like he does in the weekdays. He has to be Mishana. If he can't be Mishana, he should mutter. For instance, he brings jugs of wine from place to place, shouldn't bring them in a basket or in a box, but he could bring it on the shoulder or in front of him. Someone carries straw, should not sling the box behind him, he brings it in front of him or in his hand. The Rambam, Yom Tov, Perikei Alocha Bey says, so to loads that you usually carry with a stick, you should carry them on his back from behind him. But you usually carry them behind, in your back, you should carry on your shoulder. Whatever you carry on the shoulder, you should carry them in front of him, or should spread a beggar on it. So to any of these, whatever's machine or masa. If he can't mashana, he carries and brings it the regular way. When do we say this? When he carries on a person. But if he carries on a behemoth, he shouldn't bring it at all, because he shouldn't do it there, shayisu b'chayil. Shechanach Arachayim Simu Tav Kuf Yud Sif Ches says, even though it's Hutra Tzach B'yantiv, even Shalat Tzach, you shouldn't carry big loads the way you do it during the weekdays. That's to Mishana. So if he brings pitchers of wine from place to place, you shouldn't carry them in a basket or a box. To put in four or five pitchers in one shot. Bring them on the shoulder or in front of him, one or two. Then it's Mukhar Tzach B'yantiv he brings them. Your boss says, Dafka carries them place to place, over from corner to corner, from house to house, and that says Mutin anyway. Yantiv Perek Hei Alacha Beis, we just mentioned it, so we'll skip it. Arachayim Simon Tav Kuf Yud Sif Yud. Shechanah says some do loads that you carry on a stick, you should carry them on his back behind him. When he carries behind him, you should carry them on his shoulders. When he carries on the shoulders, you should carry them in his hand in front of him, or spread upon them a beggar. The Chol Kiyotzes, as long as he's Mishana the Masa. If he can't, for instance, invite a lot of guests and has to hurry and bring before them, he does Kedarka Vedra on when he carries on the person. But on Behemoth, he shouldn't bring it at all. Arachayim Sim Shin Chav Gibel Sif Hei. Shechanah says someone brings pitchers of wine from place to place, he shouldn't bring them in a box, in a basket. They does in the weekdays, brings in front of him on the shoulder, it should be Mishana from the way in the weekdays. But if there's no Shina making it lighter in the Masa, and if you can't do Mishana, for instance, invite a lot of guests, and he has to hurry up and bring them in front of him, it's Mutter. Some say it should go less walking is better. It's better to bring them in a basket, in a box, one shot, than bringing them each one on their own and walking a bunch of times. The Rambam, we're doing Akuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, the Rambam in Hilchas, Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel Alocha Hei says, you don't clap your hands, you don't dance, you don't clap your hands either against your chest or your feet. Shabbos Gzeri, because you might come to fix a instrument. And to clap your hands, Kalachiat is mutter. You don't swim on water Gzeri, because you might make a raft. And a pool in the chutz that you're allowed to float in, that you're not going to come to do a raft. And that's Dafka, if it has a ledge surrounded, that water won't come out from it. So it should be a hecker and hefesh between it and the yam. The Shechnachar Chayim Sim Shalam Tess Siv Gimel says, you don't hit your hands, clap your hands, and you don't hit your hands to your thighs, and you don't dance, because it might come to fix the instrument. Even the flick with your finger on the ground or on a luach, one connected one, like with a rhythm, or to knock with a walnut for a child, or to play with a bell, should require that all that in the chetzel is also, because it might come to fix the instrument. And a sapik, Lachiyad is mutter. The Mos says, this that we're in sapik, and we're not then, today, we're not moicha, because mutter shishar ba'im is eat. Some say, as long as then, the Mos says, everything is mutter, because we're not bekin and making instruments. We're not goyzer, we might come to fix the cliche, because it's mutter shlichim. Nefshal zeh, we're not eating all these things that we're mutter. We're mekel. Our chanson Tafkuf Chav Dalit Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't go up in a tree, you don't ride on a behemoth, you don't swim in the water, and you don't hit your hand to fist, and you don't clap hand to hand, and you don't dance, and you don't do judge, and you're not Makadosh, you don't marry, you don't give, you don't do get, and you don't nachritza, you're not Makdash something, you're not Makdash something, you don't Makdash those mices. And the Gemara says the din of Pidyon HaBen is like din of Shabbos, same thing as in Yom Tov, and we see earlier, Sim Shalom Tetzir Dalit. The Rambam Shvisa Sasa Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says, women that eat and drink till nightfall and they don't know that it's mixed in ways of halal kodesh, you don't stop them. They shouldn't come to do it with mason. Because it's Iyash Hashem, there should be a policeman in every house to make sure that the women do it properly. Better they should do Zoyk while he was eating, and so to anything they like. Arachayan Simon Tuf Reish Chesiv Beis says the Shulchan Aruch, women that eat and drink till nightfall and they don't know that it's mixed in ways of halal kodesh and kippah, they don't make them, shouldn't come to eat the mason. Ramon says, within any of our issues, we say, what does Shisho Bayim is eating? That was not before Shemitah, even though it's Matarah, but it's before Shemitah, they're making them, and if they know that these, if you know that they're not going to be listening to you, you shouldn't say, but I'm to give them Musa only one time. Shouldn't do too much Musa, since he knows they won't listen to him, but B'yochid is chayav to give Musa until he smacks him or curses him. The Rambam in Hilchas Malva V'Loi V'Perikid Halacha Bey says, if he had some that min that he borrowed, it's mutter to the little stam without a kriyas man. And he pays back stam, even though the market price didn't come out. And even if you had a saw alone, he could leave many saw. If you had one drop of oil or wine, he could borrow many barrels of wine and oil. Not that he had from that isamin at all. And if it was not nikva shash v'shuk yet, or you don't know what the market price is, it's also to lend the saw a saw. So to other fruits, he shouldn't lend them until he makes a value for it. If he lent them and didn't make money and they got less, isn't the Paris same media that he borrowed or Kamishkam? If he got more expensive, he takes the money that was Shor B'Shah Savo, even though he has that mean, or he has Shah Kavu B'Shuk. There's not a lot of pay, borrow Paris, tell us Makavu, he has to live his time, pray whatever time he wants to pay back. Yeradesim Kusam Beisifal Shukhan says, you're not allowed to borrow Shor B'Shah, even if he didn't give him a time for paying back, so to anything except for Madvei has to go get spent. Because he might get worth more, and it comes in and ends up paying him back more than he borrowed. Unless he makes up a price of it. If he gets more, he'll give them that money. If he didn't make it a price and it got more expensive, he gives them the money that was worth Shah Salvo. If he got less, he gives them the saw that he lent him. And the Ramos says, some right, there was Manazem at Be'ah Shazov, as Dinah Kesav, you'd borrow gold for gold. That's the way to make when you're not moiching their hands because they have one to be soymach. Some say that they're allowed to borrow a bread, a kikalechem, like the Matbeah of Kesav, since the Davamu and people are not makbit for each other, and that's where we are makel. Yeradesim Kuf Samach Bey Siv Gimel. If you had that mean price in the street, kavuah, and they both know it, a lot of our super saw, then one says, see later on some kavuah, hey, what's called shah kavuah? This is that he could borrow on shah 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 dafka, that loyva could pay him back whenever he wants. But if he made a condition that he cannot accept payback until it goes up in price, then obviously it's usr. Yantav perigdal, the lach of he says, alvos, yantav, it could be tveya bedin. That if he would say it's not litna litova, then they wouldn't give him anything, and it would be in the name. So, yantav, you'd rather you able to borrow. Arachan Sim Tav Kuf Chav Hei Sif Aleph says, "Well, Yom Tov you can collect with him," and it says, "I'm the El Sim Shem Zayin Sif Yud Aleph." The Rambam Shmita V'Yovel Perek Tes Halacha Hei says, "He shechted Parah and he divided Al Das that today's Rosh Hashanah Matzah Shmita, and El became Oberes, and that day was the end of Shmita. They lost the money because Shmita is Mishamet Techayv." The Rive said, "He forgot what it says in Yishalmi that this Mishnah is a Yosi that says." Each one is Meshamet. But according to Rabbanan, the whole Kalfas Achanus is not Meshametus, and the Parah is considered like a loan from a store. The Ram Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Ches. Whoever returns a Chayv that after Shmita, the Chum like it. The Malvas to say to Mazim, Meshametani, and I'm a part of it, and he says, Hapikin, I want you to take it, you can accept it. Says the Igas, or the Nogas. And he shouldn't say, Bechayv Enesnach. Should say Shalihem Matana and Esnach. It's really the long time giving it to you as a gift. The Ram Shukhnar Cheshmish Masim Samzayin Siv Lamed Vav. Some returns of Chayv that has Shmita pass on the Malvish should say I'm a Shabbat and he's potter from it. And he says Avvikan I want you to take it. You should take it from him. Shouldn't say Bechayv I'm giving it my loan I'm giving it to you. Should say it's mine. I'm giving it to Matana. Gave him Chayv and he didn't say it like this. He trades around with him until he says Shalihem Matana Satilah. If he didn't say it, he shouldn't accept him. He should take his money and go away from him. Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Lach Yadal, it says, you're not allowed to do the entire Shabbos, and the Chavitza, and the evening, you're not allowed to do it. You're not Makadosh, you're not Makadosh, because you might come to right. You're not Makdash, sanctify something. You don't evaluate, you don't Makhram, it's for Hegdash, because it looks like Mechamemke. You don't pick up Chumas and Mises, because they don't Makadosh, it's for Shefesh, and it looks like it's Masakim that on Shabbos. You don't give Mises and Behem, because they might come to mark with the red paint. person can be makdish Pesach Shabbos Chagig and Yom Tov. That's mitzayimu. Just like you're not makdishin, so too you're not makatsh mechatas, which is the paraduma water. Rambam Karim Pesach Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Tes says, if a guy didn't bring a knife, he shouldn't bring it on Shabbos, and he puts it between the horns of the sheep or in his wool, and he smacks him until he gets the azar, and he's makdish it there. Even though he's mecham on Shabbos, mecham is on the kalach yad, and because of it's mutter. When did he say this? When he wasn't makdish it's Pesach, and then say it's Pesach. Zeh Pesach. But if he was makdish, he can't bring the knife on it because he's oivid b'kotcher. But why were the makadish matter to be makdish to Pesach on Shabbos? Since it's kavur l'zman, you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. So to a person to be makdish is chagig and yantav, he doesn't have to worry because it's kavur l'zman. The Rambam Yom Tov Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Tes says Dvarim, many things Chum Asam Yom Tov Gzeiros Mekam Emker. For instance, you're allowed to make up money to tchilan behem on Yom Tov. He has to bring two behems equal one to another, shechten one, and mechalkum in name. The next thing, know how much the second one was worth, and everyone gives his chelek. And when the mechalkum in name shouldn't say, I give a seller, you two, you give two slime, because they're not masker any money. Each one takes a third and a quarter. Arachai Simon Tav Kuf Sif Aleph. Shachmarach says, you're not allowed to buy meat with a make up a price on Yom Tov to say the butcher to give me for a seller or two seller. It shouldn't say I'll be a shutter of a seller. He has to be mechalak in thirds or quarters, just like the chalak is just like the mechalak in the city, without making up money. He brings two babies, he should say this one is like this, and tomorrow we evaluate whatever's left over. Whatever's value, that's what he pays. The most of some say Dafki saw Gavi Saul is more than this way. We saw with a guy, even Chai Gavin is going to be Asa. The Rambam, Shabbos Perek, Chav Gimel, Halacha, Yodal, we already mentioned, so we'll skip it. The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shilamates Siv Dalet, says, you don't make it in Torah, and the Ramos says, therefore, you're not allowed to be Taifus, and Machus to be in jail, so was Chayav Ezunch, so you shouldn't away. And the Vadi, you're not allowed to hit him Malkus, because Michal Din, if he runs away, we have nothing. And the Machaber continues, you're not allowed to be Makadish a woman. The Ramos says, Sama Mate Makadish, where there is no, he doesn't have a wife and kids. Eshua didn't bring into the chuppah's mutter, even though when a paskin from a comic and a gesemim from shasatcha. Also, God will call a reason when the regilim, sometimes they don't have what to be mashrut, they don't have money for the nadna on Friday till at night, they make the chuppah kedushin on Friday night, since they already prepared the suit, and as soon as like embarrassed with the car and the chassid, they won't get married. The call of the tchilis, should be careful, shouldn't come to this. The chavah continues to shun do chalitza, you don't get married, and you don't. You're not makdish an animal, and you don't evaluate an animal, you're not machrim it, and you're not mafish with smices, you don't depend on a ben, you don't do divorce unless it's a get of a shibra, which is dying. And the Ramos says, and all of them, if it was done by Shaykh was eaten, or by mistake, masha'as, as was done, is done. Last, halacha arachayim, simon tav, kuf, chaf, dalet, sif aleph says, you don't go up on a tree, you don't ride on a behema, you don't swim in the water, you don't hit your hands. Hand to the thighs, and you don't hit hand to hand, you don't dance, you don't do the interior, you don't do, you're not makadish, you don't get married, you don't do yibah, you don't do divorce, you don't do chalitza, you don't do, you're not makdish an animal, you don't do machrim an animal, you're not mafish to the smices, the rosses didn't pick a man's name like Shabbos, just like Yantav, and we see earlier, Sir Shalom Tess Siv Dalet, which we already mentioned, that you don't do pick an event, but whatever is done is done. This is the end of the halachas of Daf, Kof Mem Ches.